see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book, and we are too. The King James Bible. Welcome back to the Walking for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Campbell. I am the host of this show brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network and all those who work with me who are just like all of us trying to figure this whole thing out. It is coming to us. It is coming upon us. There's no doubt about that. But nobody knows when. Nobody knows. Nobody really knows. If they knew, they would have accomplished it a long time ago. Don't you think they're impatient to get their new world order on both sides of the ocean? The only really question is, for them, the globalists, the Jesuits, the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta on both sides of the ocean, the secret societies, all this mishmash of lost hierarchy, is who's going to be the head honcho? See, that's the thing. They can't stop. They can't really decide who's going to be the head man. And the European Illuminati has made sure that, or trying to make sure, and going to make sure, that the United States does not become the new Jerusalem and the hierarchy over them. So the United States hierarchy, your joint chief of staff and your military types and all this people, and your industrialists over here, secret society members over here, thinks they're going to be walking the dog, but they're not going to be. It's not going to happen. God's not going to let it. You can rest assured about that. And there's nothing they can do about it. God will give them a false sense of security. So will Satan. So they have everything working against them. Humankind can never, ever outthink, outsmart the supernatural realm. It's not going to happen. It hasn't ever in the past. It's not going to in the future. And it's foolish to even think about it. Although they'll try. They'll try. And that's what's going on today. It's a power lust. It's a trying to accomplish their agenda. But God keeps pulling them backwards, frontwards, sideways, sideways. Until he's ready to launch it. Or excuse me, to allow it to launch. And he'll give Satan the okay to go. The complexity of this agenda, this conspiracy, makes people lazy. It makes them lazy, lustful, desirous, stupid, because they lose sight of who's really in control. And because of that, they're never going to advance. They'll have the illusion of advancing, but it's not going to happen. It will go, hate to use a cliche, but I will anyway, it will go by the book. It always has, and it always will. Mankind's not going to influence it. Only thing mankind's going to influence is themselves and the choice they make whether going to heaven or going to hell. And they do have a choice. Do you know that? You have a choice whether you go to heaven or hell. How's that? Whether or not you accept Jesus as your personal Savior and be obedient to Him. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and I'm going to just kick right on off, hit the ground running. A lot to talk about today. I'm going to bring in current events, how they apply to the Humanist Manifesto, which is really what rules this world as allowed by God. How they're going to use all these Ebola and ISIS. Here we go. I'm surprised they haven't brought in Fukushima. Whatever happened to Fukushima? Where's all those people dying in the United States and the Northwest? What about all those people dying and birth defects and everything, just complete devastation in Japan? What happened to that? It just quit? It just blew away somewhere? What happened to it? You see what I mean? Now it's what? ISIS, Ebola, Rick Joyner and Boink and the rest of them trying to initiate a military takeover of the U.S. government by their own words. I haven't forgot that. It seems like people forget these things. So besides Ebola, and ISIS coming over here to blow things up, and ISIS and Ebola killing us all off, we got Rick Joyner and his sidekick Boinkin, Wesley Clark, and whoever else, Panetta, all these Knights of Malta, pretending they're patriots or whatever, and they're not remotely patriots. They're Luciferians, because they have to be, because they're Knights of Malta. Panetta, all of them. Panetta, Boinkin, and Rick Joyner, plus, are Knights of Malta. That means their allegiance is to the Vatican. So there's a little bit of hanky-panky going on there, Oath Keepers. Some's not right. And it doesn't matter if you're a colonel or a general that you used to know, Boinkin, or you would go to Rick Joyner's church, it don't make a lick of difference. He'll stab you in the back fast and you can turn around, whether you had barbecue with him or not, because they're under a blood oath. Wesley Clark is no different. He's no better. He's a Rhodes Scholar. They take a blood oath, these guys do. They put them on TV to lie, mislead, pretend to be patriots. They're not remotely patriots. They're Luciferians. All of them. Obama, Bush, Clinton, the whole darn lot of them. They're good actors and people like to depend. The easiest thing, so back to what I was saying a little while ago, the easiest thing to do is to believe them. The worst thing you can do is believe them. But it's easy. You don't have to research. You don't have to think. You don't have to be worried, concerned. You just, I believe him because look at this on his face. I didn't have any cigars. Yeah, right. Okay. It's like Reagan. He's a liar, too. He admitted it on TV. Let's not forget the reality. So did FDR. A liar, too. He lied about sending our boys to war. And they helped set it up in the 1920s. Purposely, knowing it very well. They planned Pearl Harbor as an initiation. Working with Churchill and the Japanese elite. Worked together. Ooh, that got your attention. Bet I could hear a pin drop as I was in the auditorium. But you start flashing up the evidence and testimony. You put it all together and you got a nasty picture of secret society members that is the real enemy of the world. Literally. Because they create the enemies that are fictional enemies that are making us fight each other. Well, one last thing before I dedicate the broadcast. Just recently there came out this article or this paper. I can't really call it a documentary, but a exposure paper by somebody about the 40 ways the Illuminati has been controlling us. And I'd venture a very, very strong guess that's written by the Illuminati. You see, that's how they do it. They expose themselves now. So when they say the world, when the time comes, it's coming, that they've been defeated, the Illuminati's been defeated, they've ran off, the reptilian reptiles, the alien whatever lie that they're going to throw at you, bad aliens, the bad bankers, and the bad old Illuminati been defeated, then it must be the good guys are in control, right? No, they're not. It's exchanging pot for the kettle. Both sides are liars from the pit of hell. Absolutely true. Literally, Jesus Christ is the only one. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the supernatural. I don't believe in Satan. Well, it don't matter what you believe. They do. You cannot believe all you want to, but the Illuminati believe in Lucifer. The Knights of Malta, these secret societies, they believe in a Lucifer. And they run the country. So now do the math. You see. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get to moving. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, bring us together on this network, Lord. Father, we pray to you. You lead us today. Father, your Holy Spirit, forgive us of our sins. We lay them before you on the cross. We lay our sins before you, Father. We confess them to you. That, Lord, you acknowledge them and forgive us of our sins and lead us to not do them again. That, Father, we to steer us away and lead us from evil. That, Father, we'll stay close. We'll maintain that contact. And we'll, Lord, we'll recognize the Ten Commandments. We'll recognize what it is, Father, you want us to do. It is your will to do, not our own. Father, we're praying, Father, for the healing of our families. And, Father, to touch your hearts, soften them up, Lord, to accept divine appointments, that, Lord, they'll seek salvation. Father, many are under control of the Wicca, under control of psychotropic drugs, or under control of their own lust, or under control because they're being put down. Lord, we need supernatural help to bring people back up. Father, to set up divine appointments, to give us the words to speak that's going to lead others to Jesus. Lord, we pray for a truth to hit this land. Lord, we pray for the King James Bible to be exalted. Father, we pray for courage to go back on the pulpits. Lord, to bring people closer to God. Father, we pray for a healing of our veterans and healing of our citizens that are being targeted for these suicide orchestrations, and Father, that they're being targeted by design. Father, we call upon you to silence the technology. Destroy their methods of technology that causes these voices, the skull, and the voices in the heads. Lord, we know it's caused by technology and caused by these psychotropic drugs. Father, we call upon you to render it null and void. We pray heartily, Father. We pray holy, holy, Father, that we pray for these children and others that are being abducted by these Wicca, by these Satanists, and all the like about them. That, Father, being used for these sacrifices of coming up, Lord, especially during this month of October, that, Lord, that you'll shut these covens down. And, Lord, we call upon you that you'll expose the evil at the highest level of governments and close down their operations, Lord, to let those that's under captivity to be able to escape, and those, Father, that's being stalked and sought after, that they'll find a way to escape their abductors. We know, Father, a bad time is coming through this Halloween. Even if we see it or not, Father, we know the sacrifices are going to happen. But, Father, to bring those to you, the love of your in your bosom, Father, those that are calling upon your name in these times of trouble. And, Father, lead us this week that we can discover the truth, we can exchange that knowledge, Lord, and have epiphanies that's going to open up the eyes of others. And all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, dedication. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, one thing for me is these broadcasts help keep me in line. The Lord knows I need it. You know, I'm not, I do the best I can. Been doing it all my life. Been slipping away all my life, too. But he keeps bringing me back for some reason. As ornery as I've been most of my life. And that's, people that know me, that's an understatement. But somehow he has the patience to keep bringing me back in. He gave me the opportunity to speak on this network. Of course, those that know the method by which we acquired this network, it's a miracle in itself. But because I have almost no knowledge of electronics and networking and all that sort of thing, mixing board. I thought that was where you made cake, but I guess not. So, I had to learn all these things, and still yet have got to hang of this applications and apps and all this stuff. You know, anyway, my expertise has been force protection and anti-terrorism. That's a different story. But he's put me here. I've got loads of background knowledge of what's going on in the world because of where I've been. If I didn't have, I'd have to be half dumb or crazy not to see what was going on around me. But now I tell people about it. It's as simple as that. He's put me in places and taken me out. Put me back in other places and taken me out. Give me experience in every place. Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, Congo, Washington, D.C., at the contracting work up there at the State Department, Department of Energy, Kuwait. I've been all over the place. And then one day it just all came together as like one big school I've been in. It all started making sense. I didn't like it, none either. Being I was a former U.S. Marine, I saw the world a different way. Now I see it the real way. As Marines, we're being lied to. Bad. You know, I know for a fact at the highest level of government, Council of Foreign Relations, yes, and the Joint Chief of Staff, nothing but liars and traitors. They cannot be trusted. TV shows a different side of it. We believe the TV. Big mistake. Because that's not how it really is. The secret societies control what goes on in governments today. But, the secret societies, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, etc., are nothing more than mere little foot soldiers of the Illuminati. Uh-huh. And the Illuminati, the royal blue bloodline families, Queen Elizabeth, Queen Beatrix, the whole nine yards of them, in every country, I can name you off 26 of the major families. 13 inside, Italian, and 13 outside that are a mixed bag of Irish, Jews, and Scottish, and all sorts of different names. Bundys, Reynolds Aluminum, Reynolds, Disney is one of the worst of them. I mean, you can name off these families. And once they get pulled in, the Illuminati, they make them bloodline. They're in it for life. And so, family, I have to kind of keep on track because it's very complicated what I'm talking about. And so I try to summarize for everybody. Family, there's a supernatural world out there, and they're using the humanist manifesto to keep you in control. Now, they have released very nicely, you might say nicely, a little summary article of how they've really been controlling us. You know, it's just really nice kind of put out for you so you can see it yourself and read it and get all mad at them and all that. And when they say they've been defeated, they say, oh, no problem. Well, that's where they're headed to. So that means we're real close now to a paradigm change. There was 40 techniques of the Illuminati that somebody put out. And the conditions by which they're telling you on the, and I'm sure, because it's very comprehensive. It's called the 40 Techniques of the Illuminati. And it was put out, actually, several years ago. And so, you might say the average person, the Illuminati is in control. They're going to say, who's Illuminati? What are you talking about? So they had a question on Jeopardy about who the Illuminati is. They've had it on TV everywhere, so the average Joe can know who the Illuminati is. So they'll say, the bad guys. Oh, I know about them. So then they'll know that the worst has been put away, but that'd be a lie. You have the inner circle, the elitist, the powers, the hierarchy, which is their control. Now, the supernatural, that's the hardest one to get across to people. Why? Because you can't see them. So if you can't see it, it must not be real. It's quite the opposite. They're very real. And they control both sides of every conflict. It's called the dialectic. And they always have. They've got to push every country to its knees so that the citizens cannot fight back. So to do that, they cause the citizens to fight each other. So then you'll get tired of fighting and you'll want to bring together peace. That means when you come together for peace, you let your guard down. Bingo. When you let your guard down, you're no longer suspicious of everything. You're like, oh, finally, we're going to rest, relax, we're going back the way it used to be. Our bills are paid off, everything's fine and great and wonderful. Okay, that happened in 1921. That exact strategy worked perfectly in 1921. Exactly, and for 7 years, ironically enough. J.P. Morgan caused a depression. Look it up right now while I'm talking. In 1921. It's not well noted. It's not talked about in the history books too often. But there's a minor depression. See, they create depressions, inflations, and recessions like you do your checkbook, like you do a budget. Inflationary periods, recessions, depressions are planned ahead of time as a strategy. They do not lose control. It's right down to a science. They can tell you what year they're going to have an inflation period. They can tell you what year the recession is going to happen because they plan them. Either throw away tons and tons and tons of corn or some other something another that causes depletion. They will do it. And they have done this before by dumping food or destroying crops or something. They can do this to create that depression or create that need or increase the stock. When they talk about insider trading and they arrest a handful of folks in Wall Street, makes the newspapers, it's almost laughable. For them, it's not, but because they're fall guys. But in reality, insider trading is done as a matter of practice at the highest elite. FBI and all these guys are not going to do anything about it because at the highest level, they're choked. You have good FBI agents, good cops. They don't dare rock the boat. If they do, they're going to die, literally. Get fired, sent away, some little podunk town. Told to be quiet if you like living. You want to leave your children alone and stay off. This hat really works. And you FBI guys out there, you know, you are on the hit list, every single one of you. That's a fact. According to 1963, Illuminati plans was briefed in the Congress. Y'all forgot about that. Some of you weren't even born then, but it in fact was briefed. It was it's listed in congressional records. They're going to eliminate the FBI. They won't need you anymore. Then they're going to eliminate all secret society members. They don't want you there once they have total control. Now, if you think for a second that they're going to put you out to roost, put you out to pasture, go find a job working at McDonald's or some police department, you got another thing coming. Because all of the other police departments will be staffed and manned by a group of 185,000 plus former felons under a blood oath. And very, very thankful they got put out of prison because that's exactly what's going to happen when they close down the prisons under the New World Order. That's part of the agenda. That is an absolute fact. They already have their police department. It'll be a national police, Hardin, Montana, American Police Force. That was a test. Those were Serbians. Took over a town in Hardin, Montana. Look it up. Their logo was a Serbian coat of arms. It's a practice, a test. The owner or leader of it was a 15-time felon, loser. They've practiced taking prisons that wouldn't release the felons. I've been keeping track of it. An operation back about 4 or 5 years ago where 25 or so military personnel, paratroopers, landed in a prison yard. Had rubber bullets, by the way. Oh, we made a mistake. Sorry, we miscalculated and landed here instead. That was a practice. If they ever have to take over, Spetsnaz ever has to take over a prison where the warden or the guards there refuse to let the felons go, they're going to take them over. It was a practice. So the FBI has let out a job when they reduced the FBI Incorporated, ATF Incorporated. You think for a second, you being trained like you are, they're going to let you run free in America? You got to be kidding me. They'll have their blood oath, former felons, well-trained, multilingual, college-educated, trained by the Christian Identity Program, you might want to call it, and they'll come and hunt you down. They will not let you operate inside the United States with no job. They will not put up with any kind of insurrection. So they're going to kill you. It's that simple. That's actually in their protocols. They talk about the Goyim. They're talking about the Freemasons. It is listed specifically. All Masons who know too much will be executed. Chapter 15 of the protocols. It is there. So now do the math on the rest of it. Y'all better know what you're dealing with. You're not going to see it. Those that's in the FBI now won't see it. Because they'll think some crazy guy on the radio is talking about it. And you got a job. You got all these investigations going on. And it's tightly controlled in Washington. And you see all this. And it's not going to dawn on you till later. But it will dawn on you what I'm telling you right now. Later. Right now you can't see it. The label's been given to conspiracy theorists as being have an associative disorder. But it's that darn evidence that keeps popping up. Evidence that you won't look at because you've labeled it conspiracy theory and we're all crazy. So you don't take the time to actually research the truth and connect the dots. And that's exactly what they're counting on. And that's exactly what's happening. All that being said, this cute little list of 40 major means with Illuminati to achieve their goal, which they want you to know, by the way. But don't mistake a rose for a rose and attribute everything to them. Well, actually, you can. See, right there, this writer just made a first mistake. You can attribute about everything to them and the Jesuits. Absolutely. They talk about harassment when faced with the opposition, the elitist first attempt to overcome by buying someone out. If that doesn't work, they resort to discrediting. Harassment, extreme form, endless phone calls, tapping, tacking, tracking, failing, trailing, IRS hassles, accusing one of false crimes. You got the idea. That's true. Very true. And technology, voice-to-skull technology. Setting them up in different ways. All kinds of harassment for those that's going to make a problem. I've talked about this before. Nihilists, where they make a death look like a suicide, natural causes, accidents. This is not movies. This is real. Different ways of harassment, especially those who are non-Masons. Then your population control. Food shortages, water contamination, lack of space, depletion of the green items or maneuvers, slice off of 2/3 of the world's 6 billion citizens, and vaccinations, genetic engineering of food, cloning, food products and so forth, hybrid animal forms, eugenics, diseases created. HIV was created at Fort Detrick, Maryland. HIV was created at Fort Detrick, Maryland in late 70s. Of that, you will find Ebola and the Guillain-Barré syndrome virus that they'd put out, immune deficiency disease, that they put out on purpose. Euthanasia is a form of population control that they're pushing now. You see, and putting the old people out of their misery, as they look at it, in our society, by design. Family, you have no idea how evil these people are. They've actually cloned an army of soldiers that's inbred to have a massive muscle bulk. They've used bulls and animals as guinea pigs. You've seen examples of this, these bulls with massive muscle tone and all that. That's where it's coming from. That's part of the purpose of this so-called MLS research. It's not going to go for that. It's going to go for transhumanism. And it was a satanic ritual. You have angels of death within the hospitals, nurses that are Wicca, just having a killing time. Abortions designed not for social or moral reasons, whatever. It's designed for infant sacrifice, human sacrifice of a life. That's how they do it, through abortion. That's the only reason they want to legalize it. They call it Planned Parenthood and all that sort of thing, but it's not that at all. It has to do with Wicca. Has to do with Satanists. Has to do with human sacrifice. No different than those murderous Mayans and Nimrod and all the rest of them that murder, sacrifice children. Is what they want to try to do legally today and have been for a long time. America, judgment's coming. Contamination, a form of poisoning the water and to kill a sizable population, can be targeted. The elite use a container of our water supplies, food resources, mineral deposits, and bacteria, oil, and other toxic spills on purpose. As a matter of fact, I've proven this in my past shows. Without a doubt, at the year 1900 A.D., that's when they started putting fluorine in the water. Under the guise of it's going to make your teeth better. Well, I've proven that that's a lie. And the reality is that there was an effort, there was an actual agenda to put the fluorine not only in baby food of the baby boomers, Pablum, but also in the water without us knowing about it, under the guise of making your teeth better. Well, what was so devious about this entire operation was that Dr. Leo Spira, MD, PhD, MC, MRCS, London, England, that in Vienna and New York, he's one of the most outstanding authority on fluorine in the world. He actually reported that the cumulative effects of fluorine on the human body to the United States Senate was recently in 1950s. Well, not recently, but then was 1950s. So 1919, it was going on till 1950s. He reported the U.S. Senate. And yet the plot to put fluorine in the drinking water was backed by officials in Washington. Since the ex-employee of the Aluminum Company of America was made Secretary of Public Health Administration. Who owns aluminum? Reynolds. And Reynolds is Illuminati. Murderers. You see how it works. And so Dr. Spira stated in this testimony that as a result of using aluminum cooking utensils, and this is planned by the chemist, plus the fluorine that was ingested with a normal diet, thousands of people were suffering from chronic fluorosis, which the medical men they consult diagnose as other ailments. Sound familiar? While mottled teeth was a sure visible indication of chronic fluorine poisoning, a person with mottled teeth was asked many questions about what other things they had, like, did you suffer from boils? I know for a fact that children back in the 50s had boils on their body. I know that for an absolute fact. Let me tell you, that was a reason for it. That's what caused it, was chronic fluorosis caused by the aluminum cooking utensils, and the fluorine in the water. And this was not accidental or a mistake they made. This was on purpose. And the target was the baby boomers because of what they were taught by their family members of the proper way to live. The what I'm talking about here. The baby boomers were taught by their family, the 1940s, 1930s, of how a family should be ran, you know, with the typical nuclear family, because it's extremely important for them that to destroy a country, you must destroy the family. This is a strategy move that's documented. You destroy the family unit, you have control of each of the family members, and you divide the family, you then can attack each one. School, work, in all kinds of different ways. This is documented. I'm not making any of this up. This is not theory either. This is a fact. So, Doctors Alan Brown and Drake Tinsdale Jackson and others made up a formula for pablum. And they said, quote, "The perfect baby food, which included so much animal bone meal that the babies of America who were fed pablum actually took it into their little bodies anywhere from 6 to 22 parts per million of fluoride. And research conducted by Professors Mary Hamm and Doreen Smith of the Food Chemistry Department of the University of Toronto prior to 1953 proved that pablum contained an average of 11 to 12 parts per million of fluorine. And so this policy of serving rat poison to the infants of America continued from the day pablum first went on the market 20 years, which would be in the 1930s, until early 1954. Medical men with whom that William G. Card discussed the matter informed him that the ingestion of such quantities of fluorine cannot help but have a harmful cumulative effect," unquote. This is all designed. And did you know, as I said this before, but I'll say it again because it's connected. Did you know that it's confirmed by the CDC? Now, of course, they got to tell you what they've done before they do it. And then after they've done it, they'll still tell you. Yeah. That in 1952 to 54, between 30 and 90 million Americans, babies, in 1952 to 54, baby boomers, receive a cancer virus inside their polio vaccine. That means that they acquired cancer in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. You got it now? Because they had to go after the baby boomers. And start killing them off. And then start working on the children by education and infiltration of the churches. Evidence. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, back in 48 to 1953. Yeah? He said, and I quote, Brock Chisholm, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. He was, of course, a Unitarian. He died in 1971. These are all facts. So you FBI boys out there, and you Freemasons, you will be targeted by these people once they get rid of everybody else. They're going to kill you. Once they kill you, they're going to go to the next level. This is a promise. It's a guarantee. And the ones you're dealing with, you have no idea. Even I don't care how high level you are in the FBI. I don't make one. You can be director. It don't matter. You're going to be out of a job once the Great White Brotherhood, once they have control of the New World Order, the North American Union, they will eliminate you. And you won't even know it. They've been doing it already. 300 microbiologists died between 2006 and 2008. Go check it out. Don't tell me they're not capable of it, because they are, and they will. They worship Lucifer. And going to church, doing good deeds, is not going to save you. But taking Jesus as Savior, renouncing your blood oath that you took as a Freemason, is your only hope. Otherwise, you'll die and you'll go straight to hell. That wasn't good at mincing words. I can't do that. And good deeds won't keep you out. Detainment camps, they talk about, set up to holding areas until termination of enslavement of society and so forth, and they keep that above your head all the time like a Damocles sword. FEMA camps and all this and all that. That's a given anyway. But, you know, they're not going to keep you in FEMA camps forever. They don't want to feed you. When they put you in these camps, they want you dead. You know, they're not going to keep you and keep you there like a dog pound. You know, they're not going to keep feeding you. They're going to put you down. You understand? So when you do go down, where's your soul going to go? Down or up? Yeah, I don't mean to make light of it, but that's, you understand where I'm coming from, because that is the reality. But then it comes back down again if you go up to heaven. You're coming back down again at Armageddon. Because that's going to happen. 7 years after this one called Antichrist shows himself, and family, he's not come close to it yet. We're not in any kind of tribulation. When they keep saying, we're in the tribulations now, the horses have been let loose, and all this dramatic garbage, and this is the highest level of talk shows or YouTube or whatever, that we're, the four horsemen are riding, and all this dramatic nonsense, it's impossible. You understand where we've been in these wars, that we've promulgated them. The Council of Foreign Relations, in fact, has promulgated every single war. All right? How many babies have died and killed, that would be, sorry about that, have died in this abortion thing and other means, and what I've just mentioned to you before, in our own government? You don't think God's not going to judge this country? 500,000 children are missing every year, used for who knows what reasons in this country, alone, by our high-level governments. Nancy Schaefer is going to take down the Child Protective Abduction Society. Child Protection is nothing but a bunch of evil wackos. And she is going to take them down, but she died when her husband shot her in the back when she slept, and he shot himself. They can't decide whether he shot himself in the head or the chest. She's going to take down. She would have succeeded too, probably. At the highest level of government, they kidnapped these children for reasons you can't even imagine. You don't think that God's not going to judge this country? He darn sure is. You can count on it. So how in the world can we be some kind of hierarchy of this world? It's not going to happen. God's not going to let it happen. Judgment will come upon this nation. So, if that's the case, that being the case, and this so-called tribulation is going on now, how is it we aren't getting touched by it? Or London either. Or the Vatican that causes all these wars, as they're telling you now. So how is it we all are escaping this tribulation? Only way you find out about the horses are riding. The horses are out of the gate. The first horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse, they're already out now. We're in tribulations now. Really? Do tell. Where? Your Carr Jessup and your Nathan Leal and all these people. What's wrong with these people? They must think we're dumb. Completely dumb. Where is the tribulation? I don't see. I'll go outside here and look in Mount Airy. I don't see it anywhere. I don't see anything. I go anywhere in this county, this state, and I'm not going to see it. But it's in other countries, right? Who tells you that? The news? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're going to escape tribulations? Why? The point is, they're lying. When it becomes a real tribulation, when the real horse, the first horse, peace and prosperity, has to happen first. A man of sin revealed and the false prophet. There will be a period of prosperity. And the real tribulations will then begin that first 3.5 years. Somewhere. And then it's hell from then on. Well, that's not happening here in America. It's not sporadic. It's going to touch every man, woman, and child in America and London and everywhere else that have prosperity now. All of them will be touched in this tribulation. So something's not right. Well, they're trying to, the Calvinists in this country and the Freemasons are trying to get you to believe we're already past the tribulations. And everybody knows the Bible, if you even have a rudimentary understanding, that after tribulations comes Jesus, right? And a fake Armageddon. Because that's what they're setting up. And the highest level of preachers and evangelists are falling for this, like Hagee and Mark Blitz and all the rest of them with this nonsense about 4 blood moons. Heck, we've had 4 blood moons every year. It's 1 blood moon in the tribulation, just 1. I don't know where they get this 4 from. It's all nonsense. It's not a theory about not being nonsense. It is nonsense. It's just to sell books and make money and confuse everybody. Like Jonathan Cahn, con job. They're all cons. Rabbis, ribeyes, whatever, don't make one lick of difference. It's Jesus Christ coming back that makes all the difference in the world. No bishop, apostle, or disciple, or whatever, except the ones of the King James Bible. Anything outside of that? Not. N-A-U-G-H-T, not a one. You see? But they got everybody up in arms and already. You'll know when the tribulations hit. There'll be no mistake, no question about it. Family, don't be fooled. Moral corruption is another thing they brought out. Oh, that's a given. When I talk about the news and all that, you'll see that anyway. I have to tell you all about that one. Moral corruption, anti-patriotism, anti-Americanism, New World Order is what it's all about, anti-traditionalist. They got to change everything. That's what they're up to. Diversity. Forcing us to show tolerance, understanding, and acceptance for values we do not believe in. Political correctness is a thrust for that. So they show you about racism. Now they're bringing it up, right? So now we'll lean toward all coming together, singing Kumbaya and cooking marshmallows. So they create this division to cause us to come together to accept the North American Union. Racial dissension. Now they got a first, that's one of them, a method to use to create conflict, order out of chaos, among the races and nationalities is in a divide and conquer. I had mentioned several years ago, I saw it coming, about these flash mobs. I told people several years ago, I said, yep, that's all nice and fine and cute when they have a violent flash mob. I said, you watch now. They're going to get you used to it, and it's going to turn violent. And it has. Flash mob of going inside supermarkets and tearing things up and knocking people out. And now they had this flash mob thing at a concert this past week, I believe it was. Ferguson flash mob interrupts St. Louis Symphony Orchestra concert. So they're having a symphony. I have a trouble with that darn word. Orchestra concert. And the Ferguson flash mob stood up and started their singing just like you would a mall flash mob about racism. It's made up of whites and blacks and all that. So this is all part of this agenda. It's all set up, man. You know, the people there don't know it, but now it's taking a different turn. I told people about this. I said, man, look out. All they're doing is rehearsing what's coming down for something else later. And this is what happened. This is what's going on now. And some of those people don't even know what they're out there for. They just told pay some money and get out there and do this and do that. Occupy Wall Street was funded by the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers funds the very march against the bankers. order out of chaos. Starting again. Removal of God. Working hard to, from making any reference to God or Christ in the public place where they're promoting pagan holidays, Wicca, black magic, practice Satanism. I've talked about this many times. And it's a doomed civilization, one that easily cedes to others, apostasy in our churches, yeah, especially the Catholicism, as a sign of destruction foisted on us. You see, their goal is to reach back to the ancient mysteries. There you go. Oh, how many times have I said this before? And to learn what they believe are advanced technologies from ancient aliens and gods. I mentioned this tens and tens of thousands of times, man, the past 5 years. Oh, man, I just read this. And you see, a quick history. I'm stumbling here because I want to try to simplify this. Before Roman Catholicism, Christianity existed around 325 A.D., 313 A.D., thereabouts. You had ancient mystery schools of religion, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, shamanism, all these isms, ancient mystery schools, mythical gods, etc. And the destruction and the killing, the murdering of Christians and those following Jesus in the Colosseums. Well, that wasn't working. It was converting people in the stands. Like the Christians would stand up for their God and die, knowing there'd be martyrs. They had courage. That's just what happened. Well, people in the stands were converting. They were like, what is this? And even it's listed in Josephus. I believe it's Josephus. There's a recording of a Roman commander who was leading the Christians to the lions. And after so many times, he said, you know, he took off his armor and joined them and died with them because he accepted God as his Savior. Because of of their strength and belief, he died with the Christians. So that Satan found out it wasn't winning here. It didn't start a fervor of killing and slaughter, but started changing people. Amazing how God works, isn't it? So, here comes Constantine. He's a pagan. Let me say it again. Constantine, pagan. Claiming to be Christian. Was not, absolutely not. He had control of the pagans back then. So all he had to do was say, well, I'm Christian. So on the bridge, he defeated Maxentius, 313 A.D. And about 325 A.D. was the Council of Nicaea, the formulation of Christianity. Well, under this control, he became the Bishop of Bishops, not yet called the Pope, but would be later. He went to Constantinople, but he set the groundwork for paganism to be integrated into this thing called Christianity. To cover it over. Yep. An old moldy pagan cake with brand new icing on it. That lasted until even now, called Christianity. Every single one of our holidays, bar absolutely none, every holiday we have, including Christmas and Easter, all of them. Columbus Day, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day. I can't get no clearer than one. 100% of them are all pagan with the icing on top of it. You see, what do you look forward for Christmas for? Our Savior and our Lord, yeah, but you're looking forward for the gifts, for the parties, for the fruitcake, for the kissing under the apple, tree thing, but holly, whatever, kiss me bush, mistletoe, something another. Anyway, and all that sort of thing. And all the nice stuff, and the eggnog, and all that's fun, I love it. But it's a pagan holiday. A lot of people die those nights. It's about Mithra, Mithraism, Tammuz, 24th, Mithra, the birth of Mithra, the 25th. Easter is sunrise service. That's worship of the sun god, Isis. Myth, it's all connected. Semiramis, Nimrod, Isis, all that kind of stuff. It isn't about Easter eggs and little ducks and chickens colored and different, and you take them home with you and all, whatever, and let them lay eggs, I don't know. Take home Aflac, something or another. And so you got all this going on, and then you worship the sun. You know, in the morning, Sunday morning, you worship the sun as it do, you know, sun god. And in D.C., they worship Isis, worship Nimrod's obelisk. I'm not going there on that one. Anyway, not today. Sun god, that's what it's for. Isis. Oh, sound familiar? Aha, yeah. Isis. Anyway. But see, now, here's my story. Now they're telling you, as I'm doing right now, of course, that Christianity is pagan. That Christianity, the holidays are pagan. They're letting you know this now. And the Catholic Church is going through a re-spiritualization. They're marrying people that they didn't marry before. See, Francis is controlled by Pepe Orsini. Pepe Orsini is a great pope. The great pope is the connecting to the Illuminati. Orsini. Not Jew. Italian. Roman. Hello. You see? Now, they're letting you know about the 30% pedophile priest. They're letting you know all the bad things about the Jesuits. They're letting you know all the corrupted religious fervor and all this stuff is going on. Well, watch this. Watch this. It's time. You see, in order to be able to provoke the final social cataclysm, chaos, between the communists and Christians, it's documented by conspiracy to destroy all existing governments and religions. And at the right time, that Albert Pike, a hero in Little Rock, Arkansas, you know, where Billy Bob Clinton was governor, bringing all those drugs in and murdering all those people that saw anything about the drugs being brought in. Little Rock, Arkansas. He's cutting his teeth on being a politician. Set up to be 100% guaranteed to be president, as he's appointed to president, not elected, appointed. All set up. When it's time to take him out, they're told, okay, now, you need to act stupid. You do something that will assign the next president, so make it look good by you being the bad guy. As that's set up. It's a script like a reality show. But anyway, Albert Pike had to put the Illuminists in control of the Vatican's secret or political policies back in the 1870s. And to enable the Illuminati to infiltrate into the Vatican, Pike had ordered Manzini in 50, 60, somewhere around there, Manzini to build up an anti-Vatican atmosphere in Europe until, as we know, the lives of all within the Vatican were threatened. That's why the Pope Francis is under control of Pepe Orsini, who is Illuminati by bloodline. Then Karl Rothschild, back then, in the mid-1800s, the son of Mayor Amstel Rothschild, who financed Adam Weishaupt's organization of the Illuminati. We're under that right now. The Humanist Manifesto was the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Put out, listen now, listen to me, put out and finished by May the 1st, 1776. May the 1st, 1776, 2 months before the 4th of July. Then the Vatican brought over, under the direction of Illuminati, this document called the Declaration of Independence. That's their document put upon us to make us think that we're free. Well, I got evidence to show it wasn't true. They have it, but it was never meant to be free. It's meant to placate us. Rothschilds financed Weishaupt's Synagogue of Satan, Organization of Illuminati, May the 1st, 1776. Remember that date. I'm going to tell you something about it in a minute. Now, they intervened on behalf of the Vatican on the grounds that he wished to prevent unnecessary bloodshed. So one of the highest members of Illuminati won the gratitude and appreciation of the Pope and Vatican officials. He then placed Agent Tour of the Illuminati within the Vatican as experts and advisors on finance and politics. Thus, they made good on Weishaupt's boast when he wrote down in his plan, "We will infiltrate into that place, the Vatican, and once inside, we will never come out. We will bore from within until it remains nothing but an empty shell." So since the Illuminati had infiltrated into the Vatican, those who directed the Luciferian conspiracy fomented two world wars, which divided Christendom into opposing armies. So Christians of all denominations blew each other off the face of the earth by the millions. And then the masses were controlled by atheistic communism, are now equal in strength to what remains of Christendom. Now that's what happened, partially. And they went from 1850 to 1886. And did you know, I got records and evidence confirmed, I can give you any time, in the year 1887, they infiltrated the churches. I gave you exactly the conventions, the meetings, and the names. Part of it was in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, that being said, watch this. I know something else, too. That at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, W-I-L-H-E-L-M-S-B-A-D, Wilhelmsbad, was a meeting of Adam Weishaupt. At that point, the Masons, Freemasons, you know what? Yeah, you'd be shocked to discover that the Continental Masonry, that's for Americans Masonry, and the Illuminati were formally wedded in 1782. Now, they had lengthy negotiations between Weishaupt and members of Masonry, an agreement that was reached December the 20th, 1781, to combine the two orders of Illuminati and Freemasonry. If your Master Mason says that's a lie, no, he's a liar. Absolutely. Because they'll lie at the drop of a hat. You take a blood oath to lie. How do you do that? Anyway, you see, testimony from members of that particular meeting and something the outside world will never know at what really happened at this Congress of Wilhelmsbad. Because even the honorable men who've been unwittingly drawn into the movement were under the oath to reveal nothing. They give you warm and fuzzies. But one such honest Freemason, he's called the Comte de Virieu, V-I-R-I-E-U, he said in his own biography that he brought back, and I quote, "Tragic secrets, I will not confide them to you. I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which is being woven is so well thought out, it will be impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape it." Unquote. Now, his biographer of Comte de Virieu, V-I-R-I-E-U, from that point on, his biographer, M. Costa de Beauregard, said, I quote, "The Comte de Virieu could only speak of Freemasonry with horror." So, in 1782, headquarters of Illuminized Freemasonry was moved to Frankfurt, Germany. This was a stronghold of German finance, controlled by the Rothschilds. And what they're not telling you is the Knights Templar control the finances, which are Irish. For the Knights of Malta, they control the finances. And even at this time, in 1782, This was the first time that the Jews were ever admitted in this order. Before, the Jews had been only admitted to a division of the order called the Small and Constant Sanhedrin of Europe. That's what really happened. Sneaky, isn't it? So they're trying to take down the Vatican. It's always set up to be that way. At the right time. But to have it have power until the time is such as necessary to break it down. And then they would have the New Age movement to take up the slack for those disillusioned with Christendom. The New Age movement would be there to accept them as a new theology. The New Age movement, family, the New Age movement is the former ancient mystery schools of religion before 325 A.D. It's just same old snake, just shedding the skin. That's all it is. Further, I kept looking. I don't stop looking till I'm satisfied. I found in Illuminati's own textbook on page 412 called The Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz. It is an Illuminati textbook where they train their little pagan children and other pagans that are a part of the Illuminati. I got a copy of one. And it says on page 412, quote, and when I say Master Jesus, we're not talking Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're talking Sananda Emmanuel, Yeshua. The first one that comes in, Yeshua. Sananda, the false prophet of the Bible, the real one. It's not the Pope. Pope's going down, but he's supposed to. The real false prophet will be the one you think is Jesus, is not Jesus. That's Sananda Emmanuel, fallen angel. The real Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he comes later with a big bang. But this one, I quote, begin quote, the Master Jesus, this is a completely different reference, by the way, not remotely connected to the others, completely disconnected from the others, but says the same thing. Listen, quote, the Master Jesus, Sananda, will take a physical vehicle as a body, and with certain of his chelas, effect a re-spiritualization of the Catholic churches, breaking down the barrier separating the Episcopal and Greek churches from the Roman. Now, they'd planned on doing that in the year 1980. They didn't get it done. That's where they brought in Christian Science and another fallen angel by the name of Master Hilarion. They're coming. You see? So once they have a re-spiritualization to re-spiritualize, that's where the Catholic Church will do different things it used to do before. Like accept homosexuality. Like marry those who have been divorced. Everything to re-spiritualize it. That's going on right now. We're close. It's all connected, family. Every darn bit of it's connected. Leading up to atheistic communism. And it's just, man, it's moving at breakneck speed, too. But the faster they move, it's kind of like this. You got a bunch of hungry cows out there. And they're trying to find water, but all there is this body of water they can see, like a little small lake of some kind, just a puddle. Big puddle, big puddle of poison water. And they're rushing toward it, hard as they can go, because they think that's good water. Well, that's exactly where the Illuminati is headed, to that poison water. Because the faster they head to that so-called lake that they see, they're heading straight to Armageddon. Armageddon brings Jesus. Jesus brings them damnation. They will not succeed. It's impossible. You know, there's a strategy here that people are forgetting about. Because all this fear they're bringing to you. We're all going to die of Ebola. We're going to the Third World War. We're going to tribulations. God's going to come and do this, do that to us. so forth and so on. Crime is increasing. They keep going on with this, that, and the other, and just to keep people in fear. Losing your jobs and all this and all that. Financial restructure and so forth. Well, something they're forgetting. There's a strategy of war. That they believe, or led people to believe, that Jesus or God, Jesus is God, incarnated human flesh, they're one and the same, different dimensional capacities of God, as the Holy Spirit's also of God, it's called the Trinity. Well, the Trinity is not in the Bible. Well, the word Bible's not in the Bible either, Cletus, so be quiet. Now, the Illuminati think that Jesus or God can be defeated by controlling the weather, earthquakes, physical forces, CERN, etc. You got that now? You see the strategy they're thinking about? HARP and Star Wars and all this sort of thing. That mere humans cannot take on angels, and if they control the forces of nature, then they can control or defeat God. This is what they go on. You'd think something different when they understand how great God is and that God's a creator, but they don't. So what would make them think otherwise? Another lie for them. But you know, a basic strategy is, and Joint Chief of Staff, it would pay heed for you to listen, as if they're listening, and you're elite. You'd never attack a country when all you have is conventional weapons and they got nuclear weapons. That's pretty basic. Amphibious Warfare School would teach you that. You see, the enemy that has nuclear power would win against the opposing force of the conventional war. Because if the one was conventional against conventional, and the using basic military strategy would start to defeat the one with conventional warfare, but they didn't tell them they had nuclear warfare, then when they realized they're getting beat, they'd go for broke. They'd take the nuclear weapon and just wipe out major cities just like that. It's over. You see? So that's where intelligence comes in. You got to know what the other enemy's got. What's the enemy got? That, you know, you're not going to attack a fort with sticks and stones, and they got, you know, long sniper weapons. You just don't do that. Because whatever force they have available, if they start to lose, they're going to use it on you, and you will die trying to win. You're not going to win. What happened? Well, let's give you a real-life example. The Rothschilds, two sides of the war, funded Japan and Russia in 1904. The idea was to destroy Russia with a 100% chance of success. They've always determined the wars ahead of time with the determination already figured out, and it's always been accomplished. Do you understand that? The implication of what I've just said? Anyway. So they did. They funded one side of the Rothschild family, funded Japan. Now, they planned this in the 1860s. They planned it in the 1860s. Vengeance against the Romanov family for torpedoing them to Congress of Vienna and for helping Lincoln thwart an invasion by the Europeans of French and German. They helped orchestrate our Civil War, by the way, the Jesuits did. Those murdering, low-life, low-crawling Jesuits orchestrated our Civil War as confirmed by Abraham Lincoln. That's why they killed him, because he was come out. Okay. So they swore vengeance against the Romanov family, 1860s, 1870s. They'd use the Japanese as their army, and then another side would befriend the Romanov family and say, we'll help you with your military. That's what they did. So they got rid of the samurai warrior. Last samurai, that's real. It was a French guy, so they weren't American, but it was a French guy that worked with the samurai, and the samurai was eventually eliminated about 1870s, 1880s. You had to get rid of the feudal system to bring in their system and industrialize Japan. Then they cut their teeth on China. And then they said, we're ready to go. So that side of the family had Japan ready to fight a war against Russia. Russia was powerful, buddy. So the other side of the Rothschild family was working with Russia. Here comes the nasty part. 1904, in the heat of the battle, in the wars between Russia and Japan, Rothschild family that funded the Russians said, oops, sorry, we're going to pull back. You can't fight a war without bullets, beans, and band-aids. That was awkward. Beans, bullets, and band-aids. You can't fight a war without logistics and supply. It's not going to happen. You run out of fuel, you run out of guns, you run out of ammunition, you run out of medical, food. You're going to lose. They lost. Here comes Trotsky, trotting right on up. He's given $10,000 by guess who? Woodrow Wilson head. Ha ha. And Woodrow Wilson is controlled by Mandel House, a Satanist. Here comes the Council of Foreign Relations. Now you got it? That's how it really works. They plan the wars. They make sure they operate the same way they're supposed to. Well, here's the deal. Using that same kind of strategy, they better take heed. Because, you see, the enemy has nuclear power, would win over or against the opposing force, has conventional warfare. You're thinking, what's he talking about, right? You're probably thinking that now, right? I'm getting there. So, if they're starting to lose, the country with the opposing force would deploy nuclear weapons at the critical time, and they'd win the war. So, knowing that principle, how do you even your remote mind, your most common sense thinking, and no matter what you got, it don't matter what you have in your arsenal, makes no difference. How in the dickens do you even think you're going to defeat God who created this universe? Because if you even come close, which you didn't come close, but let's say you did, hypothetically, using your Star Wars and your dematerializing this and all these weaponry and all this sort of thing and so forth and so on. Let's say you even somehow come close. Just God, all God's got to do, man, is disassemble your molecules. He's got to decreate you. Poof, just like that. All you got to do, man, is change your frequency vibration and your weapons fall to mush. You won't have nothing but sticks and stones, and you might not even have that. He can take you all apart in one, just like that, and you just disappear. Now, you tell me, how in the world you think you can even begin to defeat a creator? He can decreate whatever he created. And so you guys up there at the highest level, you better sit back and do some thinking. Because it's impossible for you to defeat the Creator. You've been lied to. And they're going to take your soul. And God's going to put it in hell. Until you renounce the blood oath and come clean and get away from these people at the Illuminati. And realize you're not such big shots after all. Because the Creator is. So if you think for a moment you can defeat the creator of this world, this universe, and who created heaven too, with your silly little weapons, it doesn't matter what you got. It makes no difference. All you've got to do is a snap of a finger, disassemble everything in its molecules. In a second. Now, if you were listening, if they were listening, that should cause them to draw real quiet. And have a few of them realize, oh my gosh. But if they have a reprobate mind, they will not think that way. They will fall victim to the cows or the horses running for that poison pool, and they will die the second death. Just pray their families don't go with them. What I'm talking about here is very serious. Implications are massive. Whether anybody catch up on it or not, I don't know. But they better listen. So what God created, God can destroy in a second, anytime he wants to. His love of mankind causes him, his love of mankind will not allow himself to destroy everything and start all over again. He's trying to bring all to repentance. But your choice in doing good deeds means zero. You see, the Freemasons are taught that everybody goes through the Great White Throne Judgment. Freemasons, you're being lied to. If you look at your Bible, the very one on the desk when you go into the lodge, it'll also tell you about the judgment seat of Christ. And it'll also tell you that those are two entirely different judgments. So by the time you get the Great White Throne Judgment, you've already been put in hell and been tormented the whole time. And then you're only taken out of hell long enough to be judged. Then the good deeds are looked at, but you're put in another level of hell. It's in the Bible, the same Bible you're reading. That's separate, completely beyond, not connected to the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ are all those who have accepted Jesus as Savior already and are getting rewarded. And they'll be some shamed because they'll not have done the best they could with what they had, but they were born again. They just didn't do anything with it. They'll receive no rewards in heaven. But they better be glad that they're in heaven and not going through the torment you're going through. And then right back into hell you're going. Right back out of the water, back in the, out of the fire, back into the heat. Just long enough to be judged. Your good deeds count then, but it's too late already. See, they're not telling you that. They tell the Freemasons, everybody else, they're telling the Freemasons that everybody in the world, everybody that's ever been born goes to the Great White Throne. So that if they do their good deeds, they're going to be better off than everybody else. That's what they're told and what they're told to believe in. But it's not true. That's how they hook and crook the Freemasons. Another thing they're talking about in this 40 thing is the removal of God. Do I have to remember that one? Or tell you about that? I mean, excuse me. Do I have to reiterate that one? That's pretty obvious. Eucumenism, another parameter for one world religion. Believing that Christ is not the Savior, or that other people or so-called prophets or the Saviors makes Christianity invalid. See, right there, it's the same thing. Because some believe that the New Ageism will be the one world religion, and it is. Others think the global warming with becoming the hymn and all the global warming part and all those things associated with global warming and overpopulation, all that, those what's called fictitious alternate enemies. That's what that really is. It's going back to a one-world religion, what they're up to. To do that, they must destroy Christianity. That's why. This is over and over the same theme going through many different times. And they're also telling you here to remiss the authority figures. Oh, man, they're telling you everything here. Wow. Because many parents, adults, fear today's youth. Kids scream, yell, mock, physically abusive their parents and other elders. They rude, disrespectful. A lot of that's attributed to the "it takes a village to raise a child" mentality. Now, children are supposed to be cuddled and loved and free thinking and whatever, but also obedient to their parents and so forth. What's happening now? They're getting rid of your authority figures. Who are the authority figures? Well, your parents. So they got to get rid of the family unit. Your school teachers are authority. You got to make the teachers look like a bunch of dunce. You got to have them sexual assaults on the kids, have affairs with children. Is that going on today? Yeah, buddy, it is. It's almost a pandemic in itself. How about attacks on the teachers by the kids? Kids, I say kids. Rape, punch out the teacher or threaten them or whatever. How about the police authority figures? No more Mr. Police Friendly. Because they got the video games. Kill the pigs, and they got on video games to desensitize your children. This is all part of this agenda. They got video games where you're driving the cars. What is it? I forget the name of it. You drive the cars and it gets the police are chasing you, you hurt the police guy, Fast and Furious, that's what it is. Another street gang, video games, where you kill cops. Goodness gracious. That's part of it. That's exactly why they're doing it. The elite encourage their children to resist authority. On one hand, while wanting them to mindlessly obey on the other. That's part of it. That's what's going on right before your eyes. A failing education system. Oh, I've talked about this so many times. Education is a key approach for altering children's beliefs of what's right and what's wrong, and through mind control programs. And the education system I've talked about many times, about how they've done it. Grand Theft Auto was that video game. Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto. Can you believe it? And then your well, there it goes in, the failing education system. They're more they'll spend 8 hours, man. Had some kids to die just by sitting there for 8 hours, like you're in a, you know, a long flight, and you don't move, getting a heart attack, or dying from using video games for like 8, 9, 10 hours, a whole weekend. They don't move. And what's done, what's happened, I've seen this up close and personal, is when they do all the video games, it takes the peripheral vision, training the peripheral vision to focus just on what's the screen. Not what's left, not what's right. Only on the screen. And that goes into their own daily life. Literally, they don't look left or right. They don't focus on either side, just straight ahead. That's it. There's many implications of this. I've seen it happen up close and personal. Where someone was walking up to a, I knew that was walking up to a porch, and I had a outdoor furniture thing set up or whatever, close, within 10 foot. And this person, a relative member of mine, didn't even see it. Go off to 5 foot, you might have run into it. Didn't even notice it was on the porch whatsoever. And it was because of this. Completely dumbed down. And they were like 4-0 students. 4-0. It's about being trained to be focused straight ahead and not to look around. Not to question. Not to think outside the box, so to speak. Another thing they're doing is sexual perversion. Wow. That brings to mind, they're using it to brainwash, blackmail, control your politics, etc. But recently, where was it? Recently, there was, a couple enjoys a regular threesome with sex dolls. It only cost $32,000. Whoopee. They got these sex dolls, one for the wife and one for the husband. Life-size sex dolls, and they have threesomes in the bed with sex dolls. Family, we got some serious problems going on here. Do I have to tell you about that? Oh, right there. Ouch. Call of Duty. Ex-developer wants to brainwash Americans to accept soldiers in school. What if I told y'all? I told you they're going to bring soldiers into schools, and the start of it was Sandy Hook. Now they got articles coming out to tell you they want soldiers in your schools. Why? Protect the schools from the parents. Protect the schools from the parents that want to take their kids out when they start the illegal and rampant vaccinations to kill your kid. You're going to come, you're going to leave work, you're going to go to school, and there's going to be a line of people there. You're going to get out of your car because you're going to get tired of waiting. You're going to run up to the school, and they're going to be aimed with a 5.56 or an AK-47 at you. And they have a bus, just can't wait to put you in there. Family, I know what they're going to do. That's what they're setting up Sandy Hook. That's what Sandy Hook was all about. Right now, it's like a good thing, you see. It's not a good thing, but they look like it's a good thing to protect your kids from the shooters. And now kids are attacking schools to justify it. You notice that, the shooting at schools? A student shooting here, cutting there recently, a lot of them. Yeah. You all want security there, but you don't know what's really going to be the purpose of it. You don't realize that yet. Oh, man. If I can only talk to everybody. This is irritating. It's hard to get this across to people. Evidence is all there. I try to tie it up, show you how it all fits together. It is kind of mind-boggling, but I got to keep it straight in my head all the time. Constantly, 24/7. I can't let down. Because I got to explain these things to people in a short period of time. You remember when I told you to remember the date a little while ago? I'd mentioned to remember the date of Adam Weishaupt's plan that set in motion May the 1st, 1776. That was when the plan for New World Order was put in place to set us up a New World Order over all this period of time, always trying to do it but never succeeding. But each time, learning from their past mistakes that God had caused upon them. You understand? See, everything I've said today has been connected. God's in control. But anyway. So, this setup is get you all used to their plans, like having security in it, so you'll want it. Protection, they establish it, so you'll want it. But they cause the problems. People dying of Ebola that they created, you'll want the vaccinations. The vaccinations, will start the pandemic. It'll start a cytokine storm, C-Y-T-O-K-L-I-N-E. Well, what I was going to tell you was May the 1st, 1776, was the plan of this agenda to get started, May the 1st. In Brazil, they have a major festival of sort that's establishing the New World Order. Kind of like a Disneyland kind of presentation. It's called Tomorrowland. It is nothing but fraught with occult meetings and fireworks, and they have a rock concert setting. They've got these presentations in the front on this great big TV thing going on, like, and they got the CNI doodad as a logo. It's called Tomorrowland, getting you ready for tomorrow. It's a major operation in Brazil. Look it up, Tomorrowland in Brazil. Well, connect the dots here. Guess what day it is in 2015? May the 1st to the 3rd in celebration. In honor of Adam Weishaupt and the establishment of the World Order plan, May the 1st, 1776. So Tomorrowland will hit in Brazil, May the 1st to the May the 3rd. Very similar to Wesak Festival, which is what they have. Family, don't be placated by the word festival. This is not what you think. People die or murdered, or it's brainwashing at its best for the New World Order at these festivals. And then I got an article. First gay Catholic Congress to press the Pope for a change. Family, that's the name of the article. That is the re-spiritualization coming. Telling you right there. I'm telling you what it really is. The first gay Catholic Congress to press the Pope for change. That's called to press the Pope for re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Just like I told you. Except now they're putting it in the articles. and they don't want you to connect the dots. Here they're telling you a lie that HIV, which was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland, as a disease in the 1970s, they're telling you, quote, HIV pandemic originated in Kinshasa as a Congo in the 1920s, says scientists. No, it didn't. Now, y'all remember we talked about transhumanism and cloning and making a woman a man, that kind of thing? Well, quote, 36-year-old woman has baby after womb transplant is the world's first. They're so close to this, it's not even funny. And Missouri must recognize same-sex marriages from other areas and judge. Now, those of you that are into prophecy eschatology, y'all better sit down. Because supposedly here, the Temple Institute has raised $100,000 for the third temple plans to be rebuilt. So they have to rebuild the temple to start the daily sacrifice. They'll be stopped by the Antichrist. So they got to build it in the place of the Dome of the Rock. Oh, something's coming, man. Something's coming. And then you had an article came out where Supreme Court effectively legalizes same-sex marriage in 11 more states. Man, we are going down so hard, it's going to be like a sledgehammer hitting a ball of cotton candy. Arkansas, you have 11 states now letting out. Who are they? Colorado, of course. Indiana, Kansas, oh, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, according to Bloomberg. Man, buckle up. Because the more we pull away from God, He's gonna move that hedge away. The more He moves the hedge away, Satan gets a foothold in. So that's just recently. That's like, what's the date of this article? Oh, October the 6th. So 11 more states. So when your laws turn away from God, God's going to turn away from you. He's going to lift that protective hedge because you'll have no more opportunity to do the right thing. When you have laws, you have things in the orders, the laws of the land that work for the Bible, less opportunity to go against him. More influence for God, supposedly. But now, because of the evil hearts of men, and then you take away the laws, now do the math on that. You see, that's why God's going to pull away. More and more and more. And the secret societies, not ISIS, the secret societies, not the Jews, the secret societies are the ones to blame. Because they're heading to a new Atlantis. They're heading to a new world order. That's the whole idea. There are about 30 in all that will mandate the rest. Man, we are so close to this. You increase the sexual perversion, decrease influence of God in this land, take away the laws. It's like those cattle, though, rushing to that poison water. The faster they get their job done, the quicker they're going to end up going to hell. For them, it's a fast race to destruction. But we are going to be tested, family. You're going to be tested in your belief. What did the disciples do? They've been with Jesus the whole time, right? They saw all the miracles. They saw him bring Lazarus out of the grave. They saw all the healings, the raising people from the dead and all this going on, everything with him, day and night, literally. And what did they do at the last minute? They rejected Jesus. So don't say it's not possible, because they would live with him and they did. But what happened after? When he came back from the dead, how come they didn't, from that point, say, okay, you know, we faked it all. This one called Jesus went to France and he married Mary and they had a baby and every laughter. How come that didn't happen? How come disciples, about 10 of them, 9 of them, 10 of them died at the hands of being stoned or crucified or whatever? Their last breath, they still declared Jesus as Lord. Wrote the letters that would be end up being the Bible later. They denied him first, and after he came back from the dead. Don't you know that any of them that would deny him and say, "Yeah, we faked it. It was a hoax." You know they had admitted it by then because they rejected him even before he was crucified. So we wouldn't be here where we are today. We'd have a different Bible, different whatever, you see. But that's not what happened. No man's going to die for a lie, not even a terrorist. That's why they convinced them that what they're doing is the truth. They're dying for a lie, but they don't know that. The Freemasons are going to die for a lie, and they don't know that. So what's the difference? How about that? Drugs and alcohol. That's part of the Illuminati's control point. That's a given. I got to tell you all about that one. I hope I don't. Psychotropic drugs, ADHD, false diagnosis. There's no ADHD. That's a false diagnosis to give your kids psychotropic drugs. And the psychotropic drugs was causing the suicides, and that's been proven over and over and over. And the shootings, all based on the psychotropic drugs. Oh, man. Your gambling is increasing. That's a given. Chaos created by offering solutions to the chaos that they've secretly exacted. Conflicting issues with the Hegelian dialectic to keep the masses on edge, doubting and confused, as well as being sidetracked from the real issues they want to forward ahead. As I told you this 2 hours ago, how they do it. When it wasn't Fukushima, it's now Ebola. Wasn't a falling meteorite that's going to destroy the earth or whatever. We're now bound back to ISIS. Al-Qaeda, ISIS is all the same. It doesn't exist. It's controlled by the secret societies, secret intelligence agencies, to keep you off balance and in fear all the time. They're going to hit the schools and the malls eventually. Then you want martial law and a military takeover of the U.S. government. Rick Joyner calling for a military takeover of the U.S. government. Not a thing happened to the boy. You got other folks on Facebook, it's anti-Obama rhetoric, and they get arrested, supposedly. That's a one-sided affair going on there, don't you think? You think that maybe Rick Joyner, who's a Knights of Malta, is kind of being protected a little bit, when he can come right out on his own TV and say a military takeover is the way to go? That's so bizarre. That's what he said. That's mind-boggling. How he could just up and do that on his own public TV, his own public radio or TV station. That's amazing. Thought we lived in a tyrannical government. What happened to that? Do you all see the absurdity of this? I mean, really, it's almost funny, but it's not. But people buy off on this stuff. Cover-ups, I'll tell you about that. Environment, global warming, which is baloney. It's a fictitious alternate enemy. But see, now they're telling you it is. Destroying the workforce, that's a given. GATT, NAFTA, and all that. Foreign trade zones inside every state, which is sovereign Chinese territory, which encompasses industrial parks, called the foreign trade zones. Illegal immigration. This article came out recently, if I got it right here. America was always meant to be the diversity of all the cultures to set up the new American Union, North American Union, and a new culture. Well, there's a census data saying that 61.8 million people in the United States speak foreign language in their homes. Hotel group is sued by U.S. for racial discrimination. See how they're doing it? It's working out perfectly. And they do these census datas and reports and all this for their own assessment of where they are. And then we read it, we are manipulated by the reports. Oh, man, Edward Bernays did a great job, didn't he? Crimes, a society heightened of being murdered, raped, beaten, held hostage, hijacked or kidnapped or victims of vehicular deaths. I mean, you have cars running into each other on a daily basis, in the tens of millions. One little turn about 18 inches to the left, you're going to go head on with somebody. You have road rage, suicided people, among other abominable offenses, a society wailing for security, waiting for security in spite of lost rights. International Criminal Court was created to imprison people of different cultures, including Americans. Terrorism. You know, the powers of the state, we know about that. It's all created as a fictitious alternate enemy, according to the Iron Mountain Commission report in 1963, to develop fictitious alternate enemies. It's written down. Wow, it's just right there. It's telling you what they're doing. Now here they're coming out and telling you in a nice little summary, because they want you to know why. Again, so when they're defeated, you think that the evil's done. It's not. The re-spiritualization is a New Age movement, is the movement of the Antichrist. They're not telling you that part. I just did. And they lose, though. Let's go a step further. Because Jesus Christ, anytime he wants to, can disassemble their molecules. And there's nothing they can do about it. Not a thing. Whose side are you on now? Human trafficking is off the scale. A lot of them are masked as satanic rituals, harvesting body parts, unbelievable evil that's protected by the governments, state governments, secret societies. I hate to be a good cop in a place like this now. You're trying to do the right thing, but man, you're afraid to step out of line. Then you're tortured by seeing how this thing is going on in front of you, but you can't do anything about it because you got to keep your job and you want your family to be harassed or killed or you killed yourself. So they go along with the program. The idea of using genocide is rampant, always has been. I know this all sounds negative, but you got to understand what's going on here. But the positive part is Jesus Christ wins at the cross of Calvary. And Jesus Christ wins whether you live or die, because it's going to come down to that. You see? That's the bottom line. Whether you live or die or otherwise, everybody's going to die eventually. Where's your soul going to end up when you do it? That's really the bottom line. But genocide. You know, they can design a disease to kill all white people. They can design a disease to kill certain black people. They can design a disease to kill all those that's got Asian only. Or combined. They can design a disease literally. And I didn't get this on TV. Goodness gracious. They can design disease to kill only you in Grand Central Station or a football game as a plane flies over distributing the disease in a spray designed to just kill you in the entire 50,000 seat arena. It will just kill you only. Because they have your DNA. They can design a disease to kill just that DNA signature code. I didn't get this from no TV either. They put it all on TV to make it look like it's fictional. Illuminati power stores up those who make decision who the next president or prime minister is going to be appointed. He received grants and government funding and his script of what he's going to say and what he's going to do. That's the reality. Diseases I've already talked about. Chemical warfare, putting substances in drinking water, I talked about 2 hours ago. Using microwave technology, computerized technology, nanochips, tiny robots being placed in humans to control them. That's the pills. DARPA already said DARPA, the pills they can take, has microchips in them. That's already confirmed. It's not science fiction. And also through vaccines, they can distribute the nanobot technology in your body. You got particle beams, all these things they think they're going to use. Why do you think God is going to send a great earthquake and that sixth seal? Hey, Illuminati boys, Joint Chief of Staff. You have all this technology going on, all your robot, this, that, and the other, and all your drones, and I don't know, whatever else you got worked up, controlling nanobots and HARP and all that. Let me tell you something, man. He's going to send that earthquake. God's going to cause that earthquake, and you're not going to have any eyes, ears, nose, nothing left. And it's not going to be there. You're going to look around at blank screens down there in your DEFCON 1, 2, 4, whatever the heck you want to call it. You're going to look around, the screen's going to be blank. It's going to be quiet. No computer screen will operate because you're going to be running out of there or dying right there when things fall on you. You don't understand. When God sends an earthquake, it's not a little tremor. You got to understand this. It's going to be major plate movement. So you're not going to have HARP. You're not going to have all this control by microchip technology and all this stuff. It's going to be silly because you won't have it. Now what are you going to do? Where's your power now? You don't have anything. Did you realize that? You have no power over anybody. If you lose all electronics, the only power you have over anybody is by your electronics. You depend on that. You general, you scientist, you whatever, president, prime minister, okay, what you are. When your technology goes down, you are dead in the water. You can't create anything. You can't go flying around like Superman. You can't disappear and go here and go there. What can you do without your technology? Zero. I don't know if what I just said had an impact on anybody. I don't know. But you four-star general. Do you realize that? Man, if your car wasn't working, you couldn't even go home this afternoon. How about that? And if you get water out of your refrigerator and your power goes off, you better have a good battery, a car battery, and take it out and go out there on your well and hook it up best way you can to get water because you won't get any. Where's your power then? You don't have anything. You have zero. You have nobody you can command. Nobody you can tell what to do. Your trains aren't going to work. We have our own system. You know you don't. When God sends an earthquake, your system is going to bury you, literally, if you're under there. Y'all better reassess what you're doing there on the underground military bases. When he cuts off electricity, it's a little bit more than the power bill being cut off. Let me tell you what. You have no idea. Another thing they're talking about here, and they've covered all the bases on this thing, feminism and working mothers. Oh, I've already talked about feminism so many times. Destroy the country, you got to destroy the family unit. Destroy the family unit with homosexual marriage. Feminism was designed to destroy the country. And that's an absolute fact. You don't believe me, I can prove it 10,000 times over. Feminism was funded by the Rockefeller, Mary Steinman, and CIA control. It's all set up to destroy the family. They set up feminism. Destroy the country, destroy the family. That's how it works. Talking about the UN here. Confiscation of rights has been done already. Secret societies. Symbolism, newspapers, airways, TV, to subliminally pass messages to one another. That's always been done. Mind control, MKUltra, drugs, fluorine, Project Monarch. They covered everything in this report. Violence on TV, witchcraft on TV, rock music, video games, Harry Potter, the fine art. They purposely, in a briefing in 1963 in Congress, there's a briefing. One of the things briefed was art to make it faceless, worthless art. That's what your modern art is. it really kills me when I go. You ever go to a? Oh man, I tell you, I had a ball this afternoon, but it's sad. But you know, this is a ball in regards that the absurdity of this whole thing. It almost makes you laugh in a way, but it's not, man, because it's sad that people don't see what's going on. They could turn this thing around and people to accept Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles 7:14, there is no other answer, no other way to do it. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the only answer. But you got 11 more states, same-sex marriage. Man, forget that. No Bible? Oh, okay. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Leaves nothing to the imagination. It says, as the only solution you got in, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's try that again. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. America could be healed and just watch it go down around them. You understand what that really means? But that's not going to happen. The secret society is going to make sure that don't happen. Because they renounced Jesus Christ at the 33rd degree Freemason level. Yeah. And perform an abominable act for the third of them to go through to allow them to be possessed. They don't tell their families that. And the jester meetings. Oh, mm-mm-mm. Illuminati owns all major media and print, TV, radio, music, theater, council, foreign relations, family. Almost got through all 40. You've got corrupt government, that's a given. The CIA runs the drugs, armed smuggling, bought politicians, uncovered dealings, disinformation, lies, distortion. I have to tell you all about that. You already know that already. Lack of missile defense, well, they want more of a pandemic to wipe out the people than do to destroy the property. Decline of military. I've explained that 10,000 times by bringing homosexuals in 1990. By putting women on frontline units. Panetta did that June 1999. It was planned or suggested by Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1977 when she submitted a report to the Civil Rights Committee 1977 to send women to frontline units. What in the world? Share foxholes there and fight Spitznaz together. You got to be kidding me. Maybe in the movies, in the script, not in real life. Well, that's to weaken the military. Given the fact you have sexual assaults going on, male and female now, I think that would weaken it pretty much, you think? Their Joint Chief of Staff. Man, you all so dumb. Ah, Swanee. I mean that seriously. You got to be dumb. You lose something, a lobotomy, when you became first one-star general? I don't know. All this is planned for decline of the military to be able to accept or not have any resistance toward North American Union. And the UN troops is already here. That's pretty simple. Passing executive orders. Nixon divided the United States into 10 regions. 1972, executive order 11647. Oh, that was just a start. War Powers Act by FDR, his so-called fireside chats. What a book, man. It's full of baloney. Infiltration. Invading the churches, schools, corporations, businesses, organizations. I've talked about that in detail before. Regional government. Well, there's Nixon. Executive Order 11647 and Executive Order 11495 in 1972-74. And they create and contrive crises. Seem real to us, but they're controlled. Hegelian dialectic. I'll talk more about that tomorrow. I'll talk about this in more detail tomorrow, but I covered all 40, by the way. And tomorrow I'll talk a little bit more about it, and we'll get more in detail. All week long, just hammer it till we have a paradigm change, and then here we go. Family, I told you, God has this in hand. But a judgment is coming. We're not going to be scot-free. You see, he put us on a long leash for a long time. Now it's going to be time to pay the piper. But to take the Savior and not pay the piper, but you take the Savior. That's the whole idea. And that his name is Jesus Christ. Family, he's got it in hand, but whose hand are you going to be in? His hand or Satan's hand? I don't miss words. It's that simple. Sometimes not that easy to live, but accepting Jesus as Savior. And these churches ain't getting it. The churches are leading you away from Jesus Christ. Using the wrong Bibles. Only one Bible, King James Bible. There is no others. There are no others. But the King James. They're trying to blast that away. Why would they want to do that unless it's powerful? And because it's powerful. That's why. Y'all have a good night. And I put out on my Facebook and look at my Facebook for whether or not I have a 9 o'clock Revelation Radio Network tonight. I may not have one tonight, but just check my Facebook. But in any case, tomorrow, 4 to 6 broadcast, and then 8 to 9 Bible study on my network. And I'm soon going to have an Apple application for those that need the Android thing. I got to figure this thing out. Anyway, I've already got it worked out, hopefully. And I hope in a couple of days I'll have the Android application that you can get from Apple to be able to listen to my program on your computer thing, whatever, how they do it. You download it on your iPhone thing, whatever. I think that works. Application. Well, I have one coming shortly, an Android application. So y'all have a good night now, and God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4. Hit the ground running. Have a good night, and God bless. This is your Watchman, signing off.
The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.